You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Purple Daily is daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
I feel like Judd owes the audience an apology for getting everyone excited for a Thursday schedule release. That's
Did
not
going to
happen. Oh, now you're going to try and explain.
Oh, the league, The league was going to do it, and it turns out it's the Christmas games. They're still struggling with the Christmas games.
What? Because Christmas is on a weird day, right?
Wednesday.
Okay.
I think they're going to still play a couple games. I don't know what they're planning on doing, but I finally saw a note last night that said it was supposed to come out on Thursday. The hang-up was the Christmas games. And here's the worst part. It might be hung up until a week from Thursday now. It might not be on Wednesday.
So we might
the
have to wait
the schedule.
Another. Yes. So Schefter said next Wednesday.
I know.
And you're now saying they might need the extra day till Thursday. And I mean, I don't know if this is
so
the pushback,
but
the Vikings had a stretch like 6 years ago where they played a Sunday, Thursday, and then Thursday. So it was like three games in a week and a half, basically. Mm-hmm. Because they had the Thanksgiving game against Detroit, and then they had another Thursday game for their, slot of Thursday schedule.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was a disaster. Players could barely feel their bones, by that third game.
Running into each other.
Is that 2016?
Yeah, somewhere. It was somewhere in that range. It was the Mike Zimmer.
Yeah.
But if they want to go Wednesday Christmas, we'd be talking about an even quicker. You'd have a Sunday, Saturday. Wednesday, you'd be playing three NFL football games in a week and a half stretch. And I wonder if that's part of the pushback.
So if you were going to play on a Wednesday, you would, there's Saturday games by then, right? The week before.
Yeah. Early December.
So you would get a Saturday game and then a Wednesday game.
Right. But you'd get Sunday,
right?
Saturday,
Wednesday. Yeah.
You'd have three games in a week and a half in the National Football League.
But the thing about it is I love the Christmas game. So I'm sort of pissed off. But if this is what they need to play Christmas Day games, I mean, I don't want them to abandon that. I've fallen in love
with
guys.
You know, if you have to, do whatever you got to do to get on the field, what Judd's saying.
Christmas morning is great, but as the day starts to wind down, there's nothing better than a little NFL football. I mean, family's great. Football's forever.
But it's not as good as NFL.
Football's forever.
All right, it's a Write That Down Wednesday here.
Write it down? You like writing things down?
We're the only show in America that actually keeps track of our predictions with statistics. Innovation here across the Score North podcast. And we've been doing it on Purple Daily for 3 years. We've got statistics going back to the 2020 season. Here's how it works. Three Vikings or football-related predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns. And if you want to be like our guy Jarrett, and be a guest listener predictor, you can send Declan a message through the Score North app, and we'll get you scheduled. Before we go any further, though, let's talk about our friends at Quick Trip here, Judd, the official convenience store and gas station of Purple Daily.
Yes, and a great place to pick up everyday items. We're talking groceries like milk, bread, produce. You know what? You stop for gasoline, and then you realize I have nothing to eat for dinner, and I need some groceries. You don't need to go to the grocery store. You don't need to go to a restaurant. Quick Trip has everything that you could possibly need. Talk about convenience. So if you don't want to bother with those extra trips, if you are in one place and you're saying, okay, what else can I get here? The answer at Quick Trip is pretty much everything that you need. Quick, easy, and always offering a great value. That is our friends from Quick Trip. And of course, we appreciate them and we ask you to please support them because they support Purple Daily every day.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's get to the accountability session here. And again, it's kind of the draft is behind us now. There's not as many checkpoints for things to come off the board. So in the absence of things coming off the board, we will highlight things that are still on the board. Like Judd predicted.
This got even stronger.
Rashee Rice will be suspended 2 or more games for the upcoming season.
Can you imagine
being that guy's agent? And now he's like at a club and he's like getting into an altercation with camera people after he's drag racing on the freeway.
I'm glad I said 2 or more games. I think we could be looking like a 4-gamer here
one of the dumbest players in the NFL right now? Dude, you have a rocket ship that all you have to do is stay on it, man. Yep. Super Bowl champion, number one wide receiver for the greatest quarterback maybe of all time.
Yep.
Just don't screw it up. Don't get arrested. Don't drive 160 miles an hour. Yep. Don't go to clubs where you're going to get into altercations.
Yeah, don't drag race on a freeway.
Gosh. I mean, there's a meme going around. Have you guys seen Liar Liar with Jim Carrey? Where he can't tell a lie, he's like banging his head on the phone. And it's like, it's from the agency's point of view. Sir, Rashee Rice is on the line again. He wants to know what to do about this camera guy situation.
Well, and the
I don't care.
And the thing about it, too, is like the Chiefs will move on. Like they've proven that they can move on. So it's like, dude, if you don't want a career, you're doing a really good job of sabotaging it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay, I missed this one a couple weeks ago, but I said Adam Schefter would tweet something about the Vikings on draft day before the draft starts. I was anticipating maybe some news or a trade. He dropped a bomb in the middle of the draft.
Yeah, the Herbert stuff.
Yeah, that's too bad because he easily could have tweeted that, I would think, before the draft.
Yeah.
Why didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sitting on it for prime time.
I'm sure they had, because they probably had it for weeks.
Yep.
And they were trying to figure out when's the best time to drop it. Okay, listeners, nothing came off the board. But David.
Wow.
He said this a couple years ago.
Wow.
He said the Timberwolves will win a championship before the Vikings do. Looking pretty good for David. I mean, it's not a guarantee by any means, but he's in a pretty good situation.
I think I scoffed, to be honest.
Yeah, I probably scoffed. I'm still, and I'm really not trying to count the chickens before they hatch here. I'm really still trying to wrap my head around the fact that a Minnesota sports team looks like the most dominant team in the playoffs right now. And
it is weird.
And are realistically, like, not even like, oh, if this happens, they can get there. It's like they can get there. Like the path is wide open kind of to get there. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around that fact.
Yeah, it's crazy because our entire identity, and this is a Vikings-based show, and more than anything, Vikings fans get this, our entire identity of fans of these teams is the chase and lamenting everything that comes up as an obstacle that prevents you from completing the chase, right?
Yep.
And the Timberwolves aren't even halfway through the playoffs, so any number of things could happen. It is still Minnesota sports, but what will happen when the Wolves or someone finally completes the chase? There's like two generations of fans that have just been addicted to the chase and not the result.
I think it'll help just to lay the groundwork as well. The one thing with the Vikings, their uniqueness is their success has ended with them being bitten in the ass in spectacular fashion. Like the Wolves have just been bad. The Twins, for the most part, have either been bad or they get to the playoffs and just get bounced. It's the Vikings' spectacular fails that I think have set up just this sort of dreading of success.
Yeah, what do we do with ourselves when they become a dynasty?
So we'll see. I mean, the Vikings getting to a Super Bowl and possibly winning a Super Bowl is a whole different story. To me, that's like the top of the mountain. Like a championship would be awesome, but the Vikings winning a Lombardi trophy to me, which is why before we die, we'd like to see it happen.
By the way, cheap plug, Flagrant Howls, our Score North Timberwolves podcast, is currently 11th on the Apple National Basketball podcast charts today. So if you haven't checked out Flagrant Howls, you can find it on Apple and Spotify, Score North YouTube channel. Okay, Declan, prediction still on the board. So the Vikings will acquire Jimmy G in 2024. Is he with a team? Did he sign somewhere?
He did,
I think,
right?
He did. Hold on. Oh, yeah, the Rams.
Oh, he's with the Rams. Okay.
The Rams. I guess I'm glad I said 2024 because, like, you know, what if What if, like, Sam Darnold knee explodes in a non-contact injury?
And J.J. McCarthy's not ready. Yeah, you could. We'll leave this one on the board, see what happens. So with that, the stats haven't changed much. Declan, with his masterful post-draft performance, has a pretty insurmountable lead here at 55.9% completions. I'm at 37.9. Judd, 31.6. Listeners, 29.2. Declan, Judd, listeners have two touchdowns apiece. I have one. All-time, Declan leads with 37.4% completions. I lead with 47 touchdown passes. All right, let's get him in here.
I was hammered for layups on a lot of those predictions, and I don't think people realize those were predictions that were months in the making. They weren't, like, all made the week before the draft. Bye, Vinny.
Well, it can still be a layup if you predict something 6 months in advance. I'm not saying that all of your draft predictions were layups, but, like,
I think you can check down six months
in advance.
I think it's from the paint and then, you know, into a layup. There's, you know, an easy makeable
shot. Dude,
I feel like you're opening up a discussion that you might not be ready for, which is you tend to make easier predictions than the rest of the show members. And that's part of the reason why you have a higher completion percentage.
I don't think that's it. I like to make shorter term predictions. I don't like to forget about predictions. I think there's a big difference.
Dude, I'm just going to.
Judd, do you think Declan?
What?
Do you think Declan hunts for completion percentage on these write that downs?
I think there are times. I mean,
oh really?
We all do. You can't.
We all do.
You can't begrudge Declan's success.
I'm not begrudging anything. He is a master at completion percentage.
Yeah, Kirk, very Bo Nix.
He's Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
That was a page full of green, so I'm not going to debate it.
It was. I know, but by the way. Declan opened up the conversation. Yeah. I didn't even see that criticism.
Declan listens to, but if you're asking, to the haters.
Yeah, if you're asking.
You listen to the haters, the outsiders. You got to keep what you do in that clubhouse.
But sometimes I like to slip a little things, but, you know, don't report it quite yet. There's a whole game with it, so it happens.
I'm enjoying this. You can just keep going like this the whole time.
Oh, there's bickering. There is bickering. No question.
I mean, I haven't seen that criticism, but yeah, like if you're asking anecdotally, does it feel like Declan makes predictions that are more likely to come off the board in his favor? Yes, I think he very, very carefully wants to preserve his completion percentage and batting average. 100%.
Jarrett, your thoughts?
He's winning.
Yes, that's great.
That's what I said.
Here's Jarrett, our guest listener predictor. Tell the audience about your hat and your YouTube channel, because I think it's interesting. We have a Vikings fan who also has a massive NASCAR YouTube channel.
Yeah. So this hat's from my grandpa. He got it, like, I think in 82, he said, somewhere around there. We had we actually had NASCAR driver Corey LaJoie kind of like carbon date it, basically, and like figure out around when it was. It's like, yeah, based on like this right here and then like the way it's on here, I think it's like early 80s. I'm like, how the hell do you know that?
I think you're at like the thin line on the edge of the bill was very much an early 80s staple on trucker hats. Yeah.
But yeah, I got a YouTube channel that covers NASCAR, and we just hit, I think, 76K on Sunday, and I love it. Like, it's never a day of work, because it's my favorite thing to do. I kind of joke that I'm that one person in my high school class that never got a job. He just did what he liked.
That's awesome, man. So then how did you become a Vikings fan?
So that is all on my dad. So my dad is before me, was the only Vikings fan in the family. I grew up in Northern Illinois, so it was all Bears fans, and we united on our singular hatred for the Packers. But I think I was probably 5 or 6 when I started leaning more purple than blue and orange. Cause you know, when you're like 4 or 5, you're like, I just hope everyone wins. And it was a certain disgusting act in the first game I ever watched as a Vikings fan that made me a Vikings fan. But I like to say, you don't really become a Vikings fan until you get your heart ripped out at least once. So that would be 2009, of course. But my dad did want me to, because he didn't know I even had it. He did want me to bring a show and tell today on his biggest heartbreak. He was at the Metrodome in 98 or on 99 for the championship game. He gave me this.
The purple pride towels.
Oh,
yeah,
nice. Dude.
Yeah.
Man,
well, that's a nice collector's item for you right there.
Yeah. And I usually have it hanging up on my wall. I'm kind of just trying to get over the superstition part anymore and just embrace it. Like, let's just go all in.
Got to.
That's awesome. Yeah. So for the audio audience, that's the yellow version. I have one that's a purple version from that. I think they had a purple version maybe like in the regular season and then a yellow version that they've recreated for the postseason. So there are two versions of that purple pride. Purple pride.
Yep.
Purple pride going to the Super Bowl. Red McCombs.
Purple pride.
And then like, when they didn't, he slashed the budgets. And
yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's kind of an embarrassing downturn for him. But well, awesome, man. Love the show and tell. Let's go around the room here. We'll start with Jarrett, over to Judd, Declan, back to me. Three trips around the room, and the predictions must have some sort of football context or show connection. That's
write this down.
Pretty much it. Here we go.
All right, write this down. I think that this year, in at least 2 weeks of this season, Colin Cowherd will have the Vikings in his herd hierarchy. And I say it because you got the national media kind of, I don't know if it's, I wouldn't say bias against the Vikings, but maybe overlooking at times. You got a team led by Sam Darnold, but anytime I ever watch him talk about the Vikings, doesn't matter if they suck or if they're really good, he always seems to think we have a great roster. And I think he's going to bring that up at least twice this year, if not more. I'm saying at least just to hedge my bet a little bit.
He calls Kevin O'Connell the tall Sean McVay. And so whenever he's like talking about the Vikings, sometimes I think he forgets what Kevin O'Connell's actual name is. And he'll just refer to him as, he'll be rattling off like, you know, look at the Vikings, you know, Sam Darnold, you know, he's got all this untapped potential and they have Justin Jefferson. And then they have the tall Sean McVay at coach.
This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad. Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation. The tall Sean McVay. Let's go.
Get to be in there a little longer and win a bit more for having him remember your name, I guess.
Yeah. I like that one, though. I think you're right. He's always been a big Sam Darnold guy, and he's probably going to try and like be first on the Vikings bandwagon. Okay, over to Judd.
Write this down.
All right. Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels will start week one for the Bears and Commanders, but Drake May won't. So the Bears will have Caleb Williams. The Commanders will have Jaden Daniels. They will start. Drake May, though, won't start. So it is a three-part prediction.
Okay. So Jacoby Brissett for a while until they fix Drake May's footwork.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If they do start Drake May, that it's going to be bad.
Yeah. He should probably sit for
write this down.
A long time. Okay. Over to Declan.
A few more schedule predictions here. Write this down. The Vikings' first Sunday night football game will be against an NFC North team.
I think their first Sunday night football game.
Yeah, their first Sunday night football game will be against an NFC North team. I think they'll take a classic NFC North divisional game for the Sunday night football game. So their first Sunday night football game, the first one on the schedule release, will be against an NFC North team.
I'd love to see Lions Vikings on Sunday night. I think that would be fun. I mean, yeah, Packers, it's great, but let's get the Lions on Sunday Night Football.
That Vikings-Bears game was painful last year. And there's also, that seems to happen every year, actually. I don't know why I'm saying last year. I think, like, the Vikings and Bears the last 5 years have been on Sunday Night Football. And
or
it's
Monday
always
night.
Been.
When's the last time a Vikings-Bears game wasn't painful?
When's the last time a Vikings-Lions game was in prime time?
Have they had like a random, well, we're not counting Thanksgiving.
You can't count Thanksgiving.
No, because that starts at 11:30.
Have they had like a Monday game at some point? I mean, the Lions have been kind of
sure they have.
Untouchable in prime time for a long time period, right?
I'm just trying to think back. I don't remember the last primetime game with the Lions.
Boy. Oh, maybe our research team can, maybe Dex can look that up.
We'll look that up for you.
Or Doogie, he's not doing anything right now.
Write this down.
Okay, write this down. I'm going to start us off. I'm going to beat Declan to a UFL prediction here because I'm not sure if you guys have looked at the schedule, but we have a clash of UFL Titans this weekend. You've got the Battlehawks and the Stallions, the two top teams in the UFL. This is a road game for the Battlehawks, the St. Louis Battlehawks. but they will pull it off. The Battle Hawks will pull the upset. 3.5 was the spread that I saw. Stallions by 3.5. Give me the Battle Hawks in an upset over the Stallions. Let's go.
Okay.
Write this down.
So that's an XFL team against the USFL. The Stallions.
You know what, Judd? I don't do the history.
Yeah, I think that's the history.
Judd, I don't do the history. Hawks. I just make the picks. Okay.
Hey, you know what? St. Louis is turning.
Watching
into
Judd
a
process my prediction in real time.
Phenomenal market. Like, the slowest move.
It's a phenomenal market. St. Louis is great. It's great stuff. But yeah, that's a good matchup. Ooh, boy.
It's like the meme where like the numbers are floating in the sky. Yep. It was like Judd trying to figure out what did Phil just predict.
I haven't watched the game all season long, but I did come across one and went right by it last weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure you will enjoy this one here. Battle Hawks versus the Stallions.
Stallions, yeah, I remember Stallions.
Okay, back to Jarrett.
Write this down. Vikings tight end TJ Hockenson will make an appearance at the 2024 NASCAR race at Nashville.
Oh.
I have a little bit of background here. I actually got to meet him there last year. He's went the last 2 years, and on top of that, he does have family that lives around here. His fiance's family lives, I think, about 20 minutes, 30 minutes from Nashville, give or take. The only thing that could ruin this is the fact that he's basically walking on one leg at this point. So that, because if you've ever been to a NASCAR race, it is a lot of walking, even if it's a small track. But I think he'll make a three-peat this year. I don't know if he has a partnership or something or works with Ally, but he's always like at the Ally trailer with Alex Bowman, who drives the Ally car. So, I'm gonna try and check it down on this one and hope it doesn't get picked.
Okay. Golf cart in play possibly.
Maybe. I mean, they, I was going to say that seems like
the most.
I mean, he's like, what is he, 5 months from when did he have surgery? He should be able to walk by now, right? Come on, TJ.
He's a pro athlete, though. I don't think I'd want him walking that.
Get out
that
there,
much.
TJ.
I'd prefer he be in a golf cart.
Strengthen those leg muscles. Get out.
I'll say he should probably be in a golf cart just because it's all pavement everywhere. There's no give anywhere. Like the media center is the most give that he's going to get on it. And I'd much rather him be safe than sorry.
You don't want to trip on, empty cans of Bush Light too, that are, you never know what you're going to run
what
into.
What is it about Bush Light, man?
Is there a Bush Light car in today's NASCAR?
Yeah. Ross Chastain drives it, and he is like he's NASCAR's Florida man. I mean, he's awesome. I was like 5 feet away last year when he got into a fight on pit road. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Oh, that's great.
Dude can fight. I mean, he's 3 or 4 times like, don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. Punch right to the face.
NASCAR road rage is the best kind of road rage. Where a guy, like, my favorite is when they're still on the track and like one guy's car has hit the wall and it's come down like the embankment. And then the car that spun him out comes around the next time, and you'll take your helmet off and chuck it at the car as it goes by. Like
I was at the race that was Gordon's last win at Martinsville, and that happened with Matt Kenseth. He took out Joey Logano because a lot of history, and it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Let's go, man. It's like allowable road rage. It's confined enough. There's people that can help stop the fight. Unlike 394, when Judd gets into his road rage incidents on the way to work.
That's not true. As long as I'm allowed to properly zipper merge, which I'm really good at doing, I have no problems with people.
Poor AJ was telling me, and look, I try to tell AJ, you just got to be a little bit more aggressive here. He's the one who gets over for that exit as early as you possibly can, then gets mad at the cars that come up, and I'm like, age.
It's like, you got zipper merge. You got to zipper.
Oh, so he's like going
he's
right
way
away.
Back by Penn.
Yeah,
I know what he's doing.
Yeah,
it's,
you got
to
go.
That corridor. Yeah,
he should talk to me. That's ridiculous.
You go to the end of it and you dive in at the very end.
Yep,
that's how it works.
That's how zipper merging works. Yeah,
they open up.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, people get mad about it, but you guys are technically in the right. I just go through downtown because I don't want to deal with it. But
oh really?
Yeah.
No, you're.
It takes longer, but I'm still
if you
moving.
Stop! You literally have to gun your car to stop me.
Yeah,
because I'm going to dive in and I attach myself to the bumper of the car in front of me. So I get as close as I can, and then I duck in there.
Yeah, but we get very territorial, I feel like Midwesterners.
Go through Chicago. Yeah. That's like a rite of passage as a Midwesterner, is drive through Chicago and don't get taken advantage of.
Yeah. People who try to box you out too.
The only difference there is, and we have never had this, they do have gridlock.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have unless there's construction, you never really truly stop here. Chicago, Los Angeles, you come to complete stops with no construction.
Yeah.
But yet we whine and moan and complain like a bunch of.
Write this down.
Anyway, okay. Write this down.
Good side street there, though. Good.
Write this down.
A little trip down pit row.
Now that the compensatory pick obligations have come and gone, as we talked about on yesterday's Purple Daily, the Vikings will sign another veteran free agent before training camp. So they're going to sign another veteran free agent before training camp. I think we can define that as 4 years of experience.
Okay. Okay.
3 years. What's fair?
Whatever you want.
Kind of whatever you want.
So let's say 3 years.
Three. Okay.
3 years or more of.
Did you see that the Vikings through Ben Gessling? Like Ben Gessling had a report yesterday that the Vikings have gotten wind of like the over the cap. Some of these publications that are saying, "Oh, the Shaq Griffin signing put them over the top of the math equation to lose the third round comp pick," and the Vikings have pushed back and said, "No, that's not what happened. It wasn't that signing that put, but something did. Like, obviously, the math equation got, they signed too many players, and it like overcorrected the math equation somehow, right?
If the Vikings are going to correct this, they need to literally come out and tell us what the formula is, because nobody knows.
Yeah.
So, but I trust over the cap, the only thing that dude does is this.
No.
So,
but what I'm saying is the Vikings are protesting. But they're just saying, take our word for it. It's not true.
Yeah. But I'm have a second, third round comp pick. So something happened.
But as I've always said, if you want to give me the formula, like if you want to tell me exactly what that is, then I will go along with it.
Smoke them out.
Here's a formula the NFL doesn't want you to know, but we will release it to you. Hey, thanks.
Tomorrow
very much.
On the Purple Daily YouTube channel.
Thanks very much, Vikings.
back to Declan here.
Okay, I think of all the primetime slots, I think ESPN will get the Kirk return to Minnesota. So write this down. Vikings-Falcons will be a Monday night football game.
Okay.
Monday night football game.
I was predicting Sunday, but I could see that.
Yeah.
Well, knowing Kirk's record, we got a better chance now.
It's a good point. Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be hostile environment.
It's already primetime. Kirk has already been lied to by his new employer. How dare they not tell him the truth, not tell him their plans. And now we're piling on from here. I got a note on Twitter yesterday saying you guys, an email, I think, that Phil got to it and Declan.
No, it was a handwritten letter, actually.
Can't leave it alone. You guys have to talk about Kirk.
I feel like we've talked about Kirk like three times since he left, right?
Yeah. See, I have a friend who's a Falcons fan, and like the first, like as soon as it was announced, I just put suckers on Twitter, like as soon as possible. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, like if Kirk had a better contract, I wouldn't have minded him. Like that, he was never the problem necessarily. It was his contract.
But see, look, you just fell into a trap. Now we're back down the story. You just said two things in that sentence. You said I wouldn't mind him, and it wasn't his fault. But I'm looking for someone.
No, I'm not saying it wasn't his fault either. I mean, it was partly his fault, but I'm saying like he did improve with O'Connell. The problem is I don't want to pay, $10 for like, a $5 steak or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
you
don't want to pay all that money for something that's just avoiding being the problem. You want to pay for the solution.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way,
your appearance was marked by an insufferable discussion of Kirk Cousins. Why can't you leave my best friend alone?
But here's the Duncan. I love it.
Here's the amazing part. All right. He signs a massive contract. If they loved him in the first month after he signed that contract, if they were like blown away by Kirk and his leadership and his progression from surgery, like, oh my God, look at this. We are validated having made this massive signing. Do they really draft a quarterback with the number 8 overall pick? That's what you have to ask yourself. Like the Falcons, I'm not saying that they hate him or that they like are disgusted by him, but if they were blown away by him behind closed doors in these 5 or 6 weeks? Would they have really drafted a quarterback?
I'm going to say one team was upfront and honest with him, and the other one went behind his back. Just saying.
Today's word
team was duped.
Today's word is karma. Karma is today's word.
I think we're back to me here, right? So I'm going to predict this about Dalton. Poor Dalton Risner. The guy just can't get a job every year. Just sits out there. He's a serviceable starting caliber guard. Dalton Risner, once again, will be without a job once all 32 teams report to training camp. He will go the entire summer, just like he did last year, without signing with a team. So I guess to frame it, he won't sign until all 32 teams have reported to training camp. Write it down.
Poor Are they going to do negotiations over Twitter?
That's what he's trying to do.
Yeah, I just it's the weirdest thing.
Well, he's obviously asking for too much money, right? Like, and he's making it worse by blabbing about it and being a pain in the ass like, on social media.
You would think after last year that he would have just taken a contract this year.
But he thought he played really well. Like, he was in good in pass protection. But yeah, the market's the market, man.
Wouldn't you like to have a job, though? You're old.
Yeah, and you're still going to make like a few million dollars. You're too old.
You're too old, Dalton.
Okay, Jarrett, what's your third and final prediction?
Write this down.
Write this down. I think that to lead the skull chant and sound the Yaller horn at least one home game this year will be former Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. And off the record, it's either against Detroit since he was there last or against Green Bay because we always have somebody big come in to hype up the crowd. I was there New Year's Eve. It was awesome until the game started.
I love this prediction. This is great.
I feel like you know something. That's because that's a very like that. It's a great prediction.
We haven't had a quarterback here that everyone's loved since Teddy. Like, yeah, Case Keenum was fine, but we all kind of knew that was a summer fling. Yeah. And then Kirk is Kirk.
Declan just disgusted by the idea that Case Keenum.
A summer fling.
He was a summer fling.
Yeah. Why is Teddy Bridgewater more beloved than Case Keenum when Case Keenum delivered the most famous play in Vikings history?
I think it's like one, because I think both had good personalities and really fit the team and the fan base, but I think it's also just it's kind of like JJ McCarthy. It's that difference of drafting your guy, kind of like with Culpepper beforehand.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're willing to be more open to this person. I mean, I went back and forth for a year and a half on Christian Ponder before reality set in. Like you want them to succeed. You're rooting for them. Whereas like if someone comes in that's either just off the street like Case Keenum or is supposed to be a mercenary like Kirk, like you either have expectations or you do not care. And that's kind of where I lay on that one.
You know, Case moved in next door for the summer and you knew he was leaving on Labor Day. Teddy wrapped his car around the tree when he was supposed to come pick you up for dinner. Like there is a huge, there is a huge gap in my opinion, between the expectations of love between the two.
It's like despite, the scene in Remember the Titans.
Yes.
Like that's what it is.
Oh, yes. Teddy was Gary Bertier.
That's what it was. I mean, like going into 2016, everybody was like, yeah, Teddy's taking the next step. He looks great. This team is ready to go. And then it just went down the drain.
His downfall makes it worse too, because it came with expectations still so high. Like his last game was that Chargers preseason game and it was all coming together.
Yep.
And then it just came to a very, very sad end.
Yeah. And God, there's so many like alternate universe, parallel universe Vikings questions out there. Like what would he have been like if he didn't destroy his knee in historic fashion? Cause people, he's just this check down mediocre. Well, he was a rookie quarterback that was getting better. He slung it around in college. Would he have become a top 10 quarterback? I know a lot of like anti Teddy people will say,
he was the only quarterback Mike Zimmer actually liked. That coach quarterback dynamic, like it was never the same after Teddy.
Yeah. Right. Although Mike Zimmer hasn't met JJ McCarthy yet.
Yeah, sure.
Well, Teddy was going to manage the offense for Mike because Mike was going to have his defense win the Super Bowl and Teddy wasn't going to take dumb chances, which is why I think Mike really couldn't stand Case because in his mind, Case just took risks.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot of great.
The parents loved Teddy. Stuff. The parents didn't love Case. They knew he was bad for you, but
Case was a, Case was coming off of the street and he's going to play some quarterback. Let's get going. Let's get some booze. Parents don't like that.
Teddy was going to have like a strict curfew and
yes.
No drinking.
Showed up in a tux.
Where is he at? Hands. He's not in the house. He's at the library studying film.
Case had a shot glass. His tie was undone because he'd been drinking all day. Oh,
he's sitting there with it ripped off, chest hair out and everything.
Chains.
The real one we should have had had the chains for.
That's not wrong.
It would have been a great thing. Yeah, probably a lot better. So, well, Jarrett, since you've got this life-changing platform here, in addition to your own life-changing NASCAR platform, is there anyone in your life you'd like to thank that helped you get to this peak moment?
Well, first off, my dad for getting me into the Purple Pride. But also, I'll say this to the rest of my family for being a lot kinder than most people were after the 2009 championship game. Which I will say I had the crying Indian with a single tear going down. Like it's the first time so far only, that's happened. Everybody I went to school the next day, everyone had Saints crap on because, Ditka went there and it still was their parents all had Saints stuff to give them. So I thank my family for being much nicer to me over the years. Also I'll say my fiance for putting up with me. On Sundays when I'm not watching races, it's me freaking out over the Vikings being in a one score game for 5 years straight. Everyone watching this show, I love it. Let's go get a Super Bowl. Probably not this year. I say 25. That's where the goalpost seems to be right now, but I'm ready, man. I'm
awesome, ready. Man, dude, great work. Keep crushing it on the NASCAR side. And we'll definitely see you again on one of these shows here.
Thank you. Yeah, let's have a good one.
There he goes. All right, Jarrett. It was great, man. If you like NASCAR and Vikings, that's a perfect Venn diagram for you right there.
He's right, though. The feeling that hat is from 82 or so has to be right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember, because I never really got it, but like the white stitching there makes perfect sense for that.
Oh, yeah. Very much an early. We should bring it back. Bring that style stitching back.
I didn't necessarily understand why that became a thing.
Yeah, it's hard to pin down what single fashion stitching trends are going to pop up, you know?
Yeah, probably.
It is easy to pin down which golf courses are the best, which one specifically you should be trying to shoot your best score at, Declan.
Yeah. Well, if you're me, that'd be. 98-99, maybe for a realistic golfer who can enjoy his round and shoot superbly, that would be like maybe a low 70s, maybe even low 60s. I don't know. You could maybe be flirting with the course record. I would do that at the Meadows at Mystic Lake. You can book your tee time now at golfthemeadows.com. Some of our Purple Daily audience has shared their experiences there, which is awesome. So if you want to get a tee time, it's finally here. Weather's consistently nice. Book your tee times now by going to golfthemeadows.com. Go to golfthemeadows.com to book that tee time right now.
Hey, yesterday, Judd, you had a chance to hang out with our guy, Russell Nicolay.
I did.
Was hanging out in the Score North studios, and he's here to help all of our Purple Daily listeners if they ever get in some sort of accident, unexpected accident. Russell and his team at Nicolay Law, just a bunch of normal folks who live in the community, are big time Purple fans. You might see them at the stadium. You might see them walking their dog in the neighborhood. The difference is they have law degrees and they're here to help you get the compensation you deserve.
T-shirt and jeans too. That's a cool look there, but that is not. And now like when Russ goes to court, clearly he is in a suit and tie,
but it's like a t-shirt printed tie.
I'm going to tell you right now, he is far more of a t-shirt and jeans guy.
Yeah.
And I personally like that a lot more than the suit and tie.
Yeah. So the new tagline, Nicolay Law, or t-shirt and jeans, people.
Jeans guy. Yep. Exactly.
Find out more at 1-855-Nicolay or go to nicolaylaw.com. The final predictions from us, Judd.
All right. Write this down. The Vikings bye week will not be after their game. Will not be the week after their game in London. So when the schedule comes out, next Wednesday, next Thursday, Roger Goodell, get your act together. Don't keep us hanging. The bye week will mirror what it was in 2022, which is the Vikings won't have that ordinary bye week right after their game in London. It'll be at another point in the season.
And you said that these teams get some influence over that
the Vikings
you can,
very
you
much
can
did.
Put in a little request. They can deny it if they want to, but
yeah, Yep, the Vikings did not in, because I think it was week four when Sean got hurt in that game in London, and the Vikings had put in a request not to have the bye, because a week five bye, quite frankly, is too early. Like, I'd far prefer week eight.
Yeah, players, like, if you surveyed the entire league, they would sort of hone in between weeks 8 and 10.
I agree.
Because you're coming off a long offseason. Training camp is not as grueling as it used to be 15, 20, 30 years ago.
Yep.
Like, the early bye, I think, was more favorable when training camp had two-a-days and more tackling, and like, you need a break after
when
training camp.
When Chile was putting guys through two-a-days in a driving rain. Yeah, that then it was great. But, yeah, it can be too late, but I also think if it's like week five, that's a long stretch then of very important games where you don't have any real downtime.
Yeah. Okay, Declan's final prediction here.
Write this down.
All right, write this down. And, Phil, if you don't have this, I still have it, and I think Judd probably does too, but write this down. Judd will get at least 3 correct games from his mock schedule.
I have it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the Vikings will have 3 correct games in the correct slots on his mock schedule.
Ooh. So just the dates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it's like the game corresponding with the week.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if it's like he predicted a week 3 game on a Sunday, but it's a Monday? How accurate does he have to be for this prediction?
Exactly what it is. So if it's week 2 at Packers, it's got to be at Packers week 2.
Okay.
I won't. I know Judd also gave us times. I'm not going to say noon.
And networks.
Yeah.
I know. No. That's the thing.
So just including the opponent.
NBC. Ooh, sorry. You said CBS. It was NFL Network.
Here's a network.
He'll get 3 correct predictions, and that quantifying the opponent and the week.
Okay.
So for example, he said home against the Bears week 6. If this was at the Bears week 6, it would not count because he had.
Now what if it's
his...
on, like Phil said, what if I said it's a Sunday game and it's a Monday game in week 6?
I think it's just if you nailed the corresponding week.
Yes. Okay. That's what I'm just trying to flesh out.
We know the opponents. We know the home schedule. We know the road schedule.
But I gave you days. I gave you so much.
Yes, just
I put my heart.
Has this been the most
opponents.
Like ADD show we've done all
like
year
two
so far?
Hours. It took like 2 hours.
Man, we're all this is what happens when you get slap happy after draft season. You're just by the way, Thor's day tomorrow. Thor's going to join us for his
I'm
final.
I'm sort of tired from the Wolves game as well.
I know it's very emotionally draining to be a Minnesota sports
fan. And it was a late twin. I think that was a 3-hour Twins game yesterday.
It was 3:01, which
we don't get
was
3-hour Twins games.
Yeah, I finally saw a Twins game, but yeah, it was 3:01.
So you nail. I'm gonna pivot off my because I have a couple JJ McCarthy ones that I could unleash at any time here. So I'm gonna go here. I like the Judd. I'm gonna piggyback off this idea. You had a stretch from weeks 8 through 11 in your mock schedule where the Vikings do not play a home game, where they go road by road road. So I will say this, the Vikings will have either 4 weeks where they play, 4 weeks where they don't play a road game, or 4 weeks where they don't play a home game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if one of those is the London, then I guess wouldn't be a home game, so it would fall under that category. But would that be a road game? Let's put can you put in parentheses the London game? Would count as a road game, but not as a home game.
Right. Despite the fact, and I don't mean to confuse
that
this here,
that it is a home game.
It's a home game.
we're off. We're doing great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I have one final question for you guys in a second after we shout out our friends over at Bachman's. So it's Mother's Day weekend coming up fast. And if a lot of you, maybe I'm breaking that news to you. Oh, my gosh. I got to get my wife something. Got to get my mom, my grandmother, whoever it is. Well, Bachman's is here to help you. First of all, they've got all sorts of ideas that they could spark something. You're like, you could rally the kids for a fun project to honor your mom. Maybe it's planting a new flower bed, setting up a backyard oasis, some sort of landscaping gift for mom. It could even just be you get her a nice gift card so she can go into Bachman's and get whatever the heck she wants to. Bachman's has a team full of experts with open arms waiting to help you. You can literally walk into any of the handful of Bachman's locations. It's not just flowers, guys. Think of it as an ecosystem for your family, for your wife, for your mom, a Mother's Day smorgasbord of ideas for the weekend here. Stop in, just ask for help. Go get a gift card or go get something fun for the special mom in your life. Also, a shout out to our friends at Federated Mutual Insurance Company, here to help business owners. They founded in 1908 in Owatonna, Minnesota. They are one of us, so to speak. And as a business owner, you understand the importance of protecting your reputation, workplace, employees, financial assets. The team at Federated is ready to help your team by creating a custom lineup of industry-specific coverages and risk management services to help you stay on top of your game. Contact your local Federated rep for more information and find out more, too, at federatedinsurance.com, where it's our business to protect yours. Okay, I'm wearing my WrestleMania 6 hat today. We have not touched on this, but U.S. Bank Stadium got snubbed on a huge event. WrestleMania in Vegas next year, not the home of the Vikings.
What happened this time?
Well, I think a couple things happened. Number one, they do not, even like in the post-Vince era, they do not like when you leak and blab things. And for the second time, this is not the main reason, but for the second time, it leaks out again that, oh, we get all excited. We're going to get, quiet, keep it behind the scenes. But what really happened is the new regime took over. Vince McMahon and company are gone. Now, Vince, I think, you know, Vince has had some issues with Minneapolis in the past, but like he understood like Minneapolis being a heritage ground for wrestling. Okay. But he also sort of hated Minneapolis because his main competitor for a while was Vern Gagne in the AWA, which is kind of complicated. But the new regime came in and said, you know, Vegas is a pretty fun town for big events these days. So maybe we should consider taking WrestleMania to Vegas. I think that was the number one reason. So,
yeah, there was also so they did their kickoff show, which was brilliant during Super Bowl week at WrestleMania, which is honestly a phenomenal marketing play to say, let's go to the grounds of the Super Bowl where there's millions of people already there that are also wrestling fans. And let's hold a kickoff show to help build up our story, which was great. Like, if they didn't do that, WrestleMania isn't, the main event isn't as cool as it was. So that was smart. And then internally, the only Patreon account I subscribe to is Fightful, $5 a month for inside wrestling scoops. And you might laugh at me, but I love that stuff. Apparently, the company loved that response and just loved the energy in Vegas. So they pushed for it. I am furious. I am absolutely furious. This is the one event I wanted to see in person more than anything else.
Well, do we,
anything else?
Seeing it in Vegas would actually
go to Vegas for
freaking
it.
Blast.
One of my this happened, by the way. This news came down on Saturday, my bachelor party, and I was pissed. I was already kind of hungover,
drunk and inconsolable.
I was dehydrated, and yeah, you know, shooting 112.
You trash the place,
and Airbnb that came down.
Just start throwing stuff.
And was furious. And then my one buddy who loves Vegas. And by the way, I'm going to Vegas for my mini moon right after the wedding. So I'm now becoming a Vegas person as well. I might just have to go. I might just have to go, even though it's going to cost an arm and a leg. WrestleMania in Vegas, and especially being a two-night thing now, I probably should just go.
If they made the decision based on that, though, it makes perfect sense.
I get it. I mean, I
Vegas, Minnesota.
I get it to a degree.
I mean, God bless us.
But I'm pissed.
I totally get it.
Yeah, it's. I get it too. But you know, listen. Can we trade one of our Kenny Chesney concerts that we get every year at US Bank Stadium for a little WrestleMania? I mean, all due respect to Kenny Chesney, but
let's see. Hold on.
How many
a second.
Summers do we need Kenny Chesney playing? He's literally played 42 stadium shows here in the last 15 years.
Do you guys want to go to Vegas, or do you want to go to Minneapolis? We'll go to Vegas. Okay, thanks a lot.
But Minneapolis is beautiful in the late, well, not really. I was going to say it's like mid to late April.
And also,
it's a little questionable weather-wise still.
Even though it would be at U.S. Bank, which is an enclosed stadium and doesn't have to worry about the weather, night one in Philly was a borderline disaster weather situation. It was rainy.
It was like 35
cold.
Degrees.
Yeah, so I think that scared them. And then just knowing that everything is, even though the event would be inside a closed stadium, everything around it could be questionable. If April in Minnesota, you could get 9 inches of snow, or it could be 70 degrees. Yeah. You really don't know. So
anyways, Declan and I are very sad that get to just walk over.
But you are right. Everyone shut up next time.
Cheers. Yes,
like, keep this. Shut
the like that
shut
first the time, Lester Bagley, I'm convinced it was Bagley's
100%.
Fault.
Yes.
It was Bagley's fault last time. And then their other one of it's second only to the Super Bowl in terms of economic boom. And we know it's not the Final Four, so it's probably WrestleMania.
They
buffoons.
Yeah.
Keep your mouth shut.
You're right.
Can't keep a secret. All right, that's a wrap. Purple Daily here. A little Write That Down edition. Thursday tomorrow, Feedback Friday, all sorts of fun stuff. And then Vikings offseason, the rookie camp is Friday. And so we're going to start to get some reports and even some firsthand viewings over the coming weeks of J.J. McCarthy.
I'll be there.
Dallas Turner. Are you going to be there Friday?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I moved a doctor's appointment. A checkup from procedure to Monday. Oh, so if I die, I have died for the purple.
Oh my God.
I know this is a medical emergency, but JJ McCarthy might be getting first team reps. So,
well, you cannot not be there for day one of JJ.
Life's not even worth living if you can't go to Vikings rookie minicamp.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Amazing. Well, we just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before Judd dies. That's the
thank you.
The tagline here.